Zakti Gemara, very interesting Gemara today. Very interesting Gemara today. Zilke Shalmet Sibur v'Ashamois. The next Mishnah in Ezer Mekayman. Elohein Ashamois. Asham Gzelos. Today's shir is Nunda Almeis. Today's shir is Lil Nishmas. Reb David ben Yisrael HaKoyen. I'm going to visit him. Mr. Gaber. And Reb Ushleim, his wife. Bluma Baschan Rachel. I went to visit her today.
You have to go visit the soldier, Omar Maxim. You have to go visit him.
You think I buried him in Israel?
Why not? Where are they burying him?
I don't know.
He's American.
He's American, Omar Maxim?
Yeah, he's American, but I don't know where they're burying him. Think they brought his body back? Probably not. Oh.
They just brought it back now, or they just released the body.
Yeah, but they probably buried it in the soldier's place in Israel. He fought for Israel. I have to find it. I'll go to Har Herzl. I'm sure I can find it.
I don't know.
How many soldiers are buried there?
That's a cemetery.
How do I find?
From the Zalmarbach used to say, "Go visit if you want to go. If you want to go over there to visit."
That's where you. That's the place to go visit.
If you only want, do you want to give it to Dikim? He said, "Go to Har Herzl."
If you want to what?
From the Zalmarbach.
You
want
to get rid of what?
You want to go to Kibbutz to Dikim? Go to Har Herzl.
Why?
I guess because these people were moisten nefesh.
Oh. The soldiers.
Don't tell anybody you're doing that. Or you're a coin.
They have special kind of mortars.
They do? Probably.
For the Aruch Chaim, they make a kind of mortars. They put stuff on top of it.
I actually didn't want the Arizona one. I didn't want anything.
No?
Although, when we went, we took a trip up north to Rishon Bar Yochai, you wanted to see the way.
Okay, because it's not the Talmud. The famous line, he's not the Talmud.
Some people hold it at.
Some people hold it at.
So they're not the Talmud.
Some people hold Rishon Bar Yochai is not buried there?
Yeah.
We can read the Talmud. Somebody who, like, really,
where is he buried? What are you talking about? But the Aruch Chaim brings down that he crawled on his hands and knees on Har Meron to go see Reb Shimon. I saw the Aruch Chaim myself. The Aruch Chaim writes that he crawled from the Kedusha when he got to the mountain. The Kedusha was so big that he crawled on his hands and knees. Famous Aruch Chaim. What do you mean? It's on the mountain somewhere.
It's not Aruch Chaim Malter, I'll tell you that.
I'll show it to you. No. I'll show it to you. I have this, a sefer on Meron, and they bring down Aruch Chaim.
Not Aruch Chaim Malter.
It's somewhere there. I mean, where is it? Where else could it be?
Because most people, that thing was, because they say that he went to Har Meron to go to visit Reb Shimon, but we're on the mountain, he's buried. Nobody knows.
I understand, but it's somewhere in Meron.
Yeah, okay, so stand at the entrance to Meron and laugh.
That's basically what you do. I just happen to not have a seat there. So I go up with the shoulders.
Go through Europe. Exactly. Go through Europe and just stand there and stand there just in any town. There's billions of dead people all over the place over there.
Streets have blood there. It's unbelievable. You feel it. Go to Europe, you feel the streets have blood.
Every single town is stupid.
You feel the streets have blood.
Every single town, after a while, we spent 10 days. Go through next town.
Every town has blood.
A big sign. 100,000 people killed in the forest right outside of town. 250,000 people. First time you start crying. The next one, after a while, when you're dead for 15 days, you see this already 35 times. Okay, another 100,000. Are we sure we only had 6 million? Because the amount of people that I see been dead, it's like a
unbelievable. You speak to people you get some history lessons over there. It's unbelievable. The Nazis, unbelievable. It's really unbelievable what they did. Disgusting people. Polish weren't better.
It was our favorite friends now in
that famous forest where they took the babies and they slammed the babies against their heads. They just took the babies and killed them against the trees. The Poles lived right there. They saw everything.
Yeah. They were happy. They were telling the neighbors. They were the ones who were doing it. It's all garbage.
They did it.
Yeah. You know what the problem is? The crazy thing is that the people that were killing the Jews were going crazy. I read a whole book about this. The Nazis, the soldiers were going crazy. They were told by their boss.
I know. They did, especially whenever they actually executed somebody. I saw something in the Holocaust Museum. You see a picture of a Nazi shooting like a mother with her baby. Their mother's turned around because they wouldn't let the Nazis see the mother. Because even though he was a Nazi, like, don't be too much for him.
In Hungary,
sick.
In by the Ramaz Shul over the Krakow, that's where they used to send the soldiers. You would kill for a week or two, and then they would switch and they would send the soldiers there. There were bars there. They took all the shuls and they made them bars and clubs, and let them go and get it out and then come back. The soldiers went crazy.
They weren't as sick as Hitler. Okay.
Hitler was a sicko, and he took regular people and just go. Why?
Plenty of stories of the regular people that they would do, and they would kill and they go home to their family. They would kill, and they go home to a family.
Yeah.
The Ukrainians, these Chavar were Mushkasim to
be. Right.
For a second, they weren't Mushkasim.
No, we know that.
They were
very happy giving up all the locations where they knew the people were hiding.
It's just amazing how they got away with it. That's what's amazing. They was just like, everybody just.
There's a hostile problem. There's no question.
Saying the Jews were a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And they were powerful people at a point. They became just nothing. You know what I mean? I read my aunt, Richter, Shimon Richter, Reuven Richter, those people. My cousin, their mother, Sylvia, Sarah Richter, she wrote a book.
She's to speak also, huh?
Yeah, she's a little bit, yeah, but I'm saying, no, that's Richt. He's been a Richt. Oh. This is Richter. She didn't speak. No. She's a cousin of my mother's, and she wrote a book, very interesting book. It's like very, not written like a book. It's written like, you know, like she wrote a story down. It's like maybe, I don't know, 200 pages. Just her story, one person, what they went through, one person. There's millions of people. One person, what they went through is nerve-wracking. Anyway, okay, the whole Israel is living through it because those people went through, all those people who lived in those kibbutzim are not. It's mamash Holocaust. Yeah, there's a lot of suicides over there, which they don't talk about.
No, exactly. It's not so much in the news.
They're not putting it in the news.
As much as these soldiers are coming back and this one missing legs, this one missing feet, it's crazy. You think they're able to go on with life? They're able to go on with life, I think. All you can do is kill this one. Mamish escaped with his life, and he comes back with guilt that he's not dead like the rest of his team.
No, but
everything else.
Survivor's guilt.
Yeah, exactly. And plus he's named
Steve Langer. Steve Langer has a son who's not normal because of it. Mm-hmm. Steve Langer has a son who's... He's never. He's mentally ill. Losing his Israel, mentally ill. In and out of psych wards. Talking about since 2004. From that time, he was in a chevra. The whole place blew up. They went into the tunnels then, and they didn't know
what
was inside. And they blew up everybody, and he survived. He's the only one surviving. His whole friend. He can't. He's.
Watch his friend blown apart.
Every time he closes his eyes, all he sees is the same thing over and over again.
Never. Okay, let's go. Hashem should help. Ziv Chisham and Tziva, Hashem is Eloi and Hashem is Hashem Gezelus. If you swear that you didn't steal and you did, Hashem Elis, your Moel Behektish, Hashem Shem Charufa, Machlokes Rishayin, Machlokes Gemara, and Gittin, what it is. Either means Evidivri gets a Shivcha and you take that Shivcha, which you're not allowed to, or it means that you chatzi ev chatzi mechayrin. Hashem nozer, Hashem atzor, Hashem tolish, chos matzofim, kibud dom achli shoz batzofim, dom atonish, shtem atonish, shein arba, v'nechol v'nim akloim, v'nim akloim, again, this is what we said from the first Yisrael, v'nim akloim, we're saying a lashon of a mishkan, really it means the azora, but it's akloim, because this is all alocha mashim sinai. No machloik, that's what we say, holy zem kaim, every morning b'davon, and zichik kuhuna v'chol ma'achol, l'yoyim v'laylo, ar chatzois. So Gemara says, Noah and the Bayit Tzofen, how do you need Tzofen? Now Shlomim, you know you need Tzofen, because Shlomim we had the Gemara beforehand. We had that Namem test. Now how do you know you need Shlomim by Tzofen by Ashamis? Tony Rav Baruchana, Kamedi Rav, Vasisim, Izim, Echol Chatos. No. Well, we'll see in a minute. Vasim Chazir, Izim, Echol Chatos, Ma Chatos with Tzofen, Ashamis, Izim, with Tzofen. Amal Rav, Chatos, Mechel Amdo, Ma'ilo. So then, Dovalo Mehekish, Chazil Amehekish. We went through this, you can't do this. Elam Tony Ramori Brader of Kahano, Alay Sechem, Al Zivka Shamechem, Ma Ulo, Kocha Kochim, Abzika Shamitsi, but Kocha Kochim, Ma Ulo Batsofen, Azuka Shamitsi Batsofen. So Fetting Gemara, so very nice. You have a new Pelimun. Say, Alakesha Kamala Mayosis, what do you do the first Hekish? So Mara says, Kichatos, Machatz Enechels, El Zicha Kuhuna, Abzika Shamitsi, and El Zicha Kuhuna. Only Abaya, it can't be. It can't be that if you can't pair it to Chatos, then it's Zicha Kuhuna. Why? Because Yehachi, Gabe Al Nozer, the Siva Hikris, Kaman al Hashem, Kevin's Mashasa, Tom, Echel, Oil, Kisa, Achis, Mashasa, Tamil Chatos, Vail Echel Tom, Shlomim, Hochen Ami, name of the Kisha Kosl Chatos, Machaz, and Echel Zikuna, Al Nozer, Nami, and Echel Zikuna, and it's not true. It's not true. We have later on, you'll see that it's not true. Hachi Ashta Hasam Kim Nixiva Loka Hakoin as Azroi Beshelo, Mina Ayo. Michlad the Kuli Bail Machale. Zroya Beshelo, Mia Lilas Akal Zakuna. Maybe over there it's a special limud, but over here you would be able to learn that. Kasha, Mara says Kasha, it's a good Kasha. Biboy Zema, Kacha Ikri, Kachim, Kacha Ikri, Kacha Kachim, Loy Ikri. Sevela, my Hilchas Iskish, then what's the hackish for? Amar Rava, Shem Gilach, Al Echel, Meshloshtam Yatza, because you have to bring three karbanas, Chata, Shlomim, and Oila. If you make Alech on one of them, it's good enough, even though you need to bring all three karbanas. Zok the next Mishnah, Toido, Vayel, Nozer, Kachim, Kalam, Shchitosam, Chomakam, Azara, the whole Azara. Vedam Tonish, Yama Tonish, Yarba. Again, two, that's four, which means two corners. Everybody. You could eat it like sushi-like, raw, your carpaccio, or tzli, cook it, roast it.
You got it right, actually.
Liyem v'layla al-chatzois. Ha-murim mehem, murim is chazev v'shoik, k'yoytze mehen el-shamurim nechalakam, v'shem v'nayim avdeim, it goes to the kahanim. Tarim bonim ki, es chazev ha-tenufa, v'shek ha-tenufa, toichlu b'mokam tar. That's what it says in Pasuk. So Gary has a psukim, very nice, very well done, Gary. I think you have it. You have it? I'm not looking for every pasuk. I'm looking for one pasuk here.
Over there?
Look
on the I have two sheets where the pasuk
is. Maybe I'm going to that in the base.
No. Okay. One second. Yep, you have it. Of course you have it. This, you don't want to hinder your growth.
Gary does a phenomenal job.
Gary Ben Moshe. I'm going to visit Gary Ben Moshe. That's Eli Stefanski's guy who does this, one of his camera guys. V'eschazei ha-tenufa. His name is Gershom. They call him Gary Ben Moshe. A lot of like names like that. I'm going to Eli Stefanski's shiur. I'm going to try to go one of the shiur, so I'll see him. When he says, what's my name?
You're a troll.
When he says, what's my name? I'm going to say Gary.
You're a troll.
What does troll mean?
Explain it then.
What does troll mean?
A troll is somebody who tries to get a rise out of somebody else. Who tries
like
to
Donald Trump is the ultimate troll. He brings his own devil.
Donald Trump is forget about it. No, I'm going to go. At least fans will appreciate that I came. Tell him I give a shiur twice a day.
So why don't you go to the one that was in Times River by Beirut?
No, over there you don't go. You have to go to the shiur as a troll. Over there
is the original MD1.
You're good. One letter off.
You have to be, he's an interesting guy. Like, if I go there, I'm going to try to get the guest seat right in front.
What's your name?
What's your name? I'll say Libby Lynch. I give two shirim a day. I'm actually, they call me LDY, not MDY. I can't compete, but he's like, do you have a camera guy? We have our own Gary, but not Gary Ben Moshe.
You meet it on his thing.
Yeah, a while ago.
With the gym.
Yeah, gym.
Someone sent in a video of Laibi and Machi
of playing
lifting weights while watching him on the
Yeah, but he didn't know it was me.
He didn't know it was you.
So I didn't put my name. He just put it on. Look, guys in Lakewood are gymming while they watch my share. I did it on purpose. I took it.
Like I said, you're an ultimate troll.
He loved it. He was so happy to put it on. Anyway.
You know him personally or?
He's my brother-in-law's cousin.
See, I have a shot.
First call, have a shot, because yeah. Oh, Gary Ben Moshe is it. V'eschazei ha-tenu v'eshek ha-tenuma toichu makam tar. It's a very interesting pasuk. Toichu makam tar. What did it say makam tar for? So it's an extra pasuk. So Gemara says, Amram Rechamia, v'chi v'shayim b'tum ha-achlum. What's going on? Elo tohor mechlal shuhu tomei. Tar b'tum ha-smetzara, v'tom b'tum ha-zog. V'ezezeh, what does that mean? Zeh machin Yisrael. That means that everything else has to be eaten in Machna Leviyah, Machna Kuna. This is Machna Yisrael. Sibora says, Yveim Ator, Matum Azov, Matum Azmez, Ve'ez Machna Leviyah. Why are you jumping to Machna Yisrael? If you want to go one off, which is Machna Leviyah. Amar Abaya, Makro, Vachatam Oiso, Makam Kodesh. Oiso Makam Kodesh, Lech, Cheres Makam Kodesh. Afkel Machna Leviyah.
You take it out.
Take it out, Machna Leviyah. Hadux Afka Machavia, that takes it already out to Machavia. Hadux said Makam Tar, Afka Machisho. That's a bayah hold. Very good. Rav Amar, no. Oysa Makam Kodesh, Lachir is Makam Kodesh. Afka Gamri, Hadakos Rachmanatoich, Makam Tar, Ayla Machisho. Fretimar, how do you know Vayma Ayla Machavia? So Mar says, L'chadam Aylina, L'tatlam Aylina. So that's the case. Yachafukin Ami, L'chadam Afkin, L'tatlam Afkin. Why taking it all the way out to Machna Yisrael? V'oid, L'shukha Lecha B'shorecha Ksir. Elo, Machmat Gabaya, we'll go with Abaya, and we're happy to, we're good to go. Zakti Gemara Shlomim, Kachim Kalam, Shkatosam Chomakam Azara. This is very important to know this. But let me just give you a little heads up here. A little prophetizing. So that you know what's going on. The pink is the Azara. Okay?
Yeah.
The whole Azara is kosher to Shech.
Even the mission before, it also tells
you. Shlomim Kachim Kalam Shkosa Bachomakam Azara. Toyda, it says Chomakam Azara. Yeah. So the whole Azara, it's important to see this right now. You'll see why. Chomakam Azara Yikachacht. Okay? Keep it in mind, the whole pink. That's the Maskaras and Gemara. How? We'll see in a minute why. Why and how? The Domaton, Shtematon Shinarba. When the Chomakol Yilachodam, Chomachshin Yavalach, Echad, Amoirim Mem, which is Chazet Shoik, Kriyazabel, Shamon Echad, Kam Shnei Melan Avdem. Taraban. Now comes the juice. So you have three psukim. Beshachtu Pesach Ayamayid. Three different psukim. What's it coming to tell you? Lahachshir es kol haruchas. To tell you that all around is good. Now, what does all around mean? So, it's not so pashut. All around, pashut does not mean all around right now.
Different pictures?
Yeah, so what it means...
No, they're not. It's very mixing
up. No, Gary, you printed the same... Oh, here. Right. Pashtus, this is where you'll add a shecht. It says a Pesach Oyal Moed. We'll see in a minute the Gemara. I'm just going to tell you Gemara a little ahead. It says a Pesach Oyal Moed. This is the Pesach. And we learn that from the extra Pasuk. Lifnei means Stodom. So it's Stodom HaKosher.
But on that side, but still on the inside of the Mizbeach, not to the other side of the Mizbeach.
No, everywhere. No. We're not counting the Mizbeach. The whole Azara, you'll add a shecht. The promise now, Pesach Oyal Moed. Lifnei tells you that the Stodom are good. That's the Pasuk. The way you're learning Gemara right now. So let's see. So
let's see.
Bekachim kam kav chaim letzafon. Uma kachim shleichshu b'chol ruchas. Shochshu b'tzafon. Kachim kam shochshu b'chol ruchas. Ender shochshu b'tzafon. Rebbe Leizer Amir leinem akosav el lachshu tzafon shiochah. Leidinu ma bekachim kam shochshu b'chol ruchas. Shochshu b'kaima ane itzak kachim gashim shleichshu el b'tzafon and din shleichshu b'kaima itzak kachim kam. What's the machlokes over here? This is very important to get this. Tanakama Savar, Klasa Korek Siva, there's three psukim. Chad Lugufei, to tell you that you need, the doors have to be opened. Then you buy a Pesach Oyal Moed. The Chad, Lahakshat Stodim, the sides, because it's not against Pesach Oyal Moed. So Lefnei is telling you Pesach Oyal Moed. The Chad, Lifsot Sidit Stodim, the Lishkas on the side, you got the Lishkas over here. These Lishkas, even though they open up to the Azara.
Lishkas?
Yeah.
The boxes on
the side, that's not kosher. So Gemara says, because he doesn't hold it amount of the Kal V'Chaimer.
Why not?
Why does he hold the Kal V'Chaimer?
No,
because the Kavachem is a Mayed, that's why. Kavachem is a Mayed, that's why we had a number off. According to them, Kavachem is a Mayed. So Gemara says, V'chad l'hachshut tzidit tzadim, v'tzidit tzadim lay tzakra. He says, you don't even need a pasuk, but that's pasha. Then Gemara's going to go through now.
In
the Lishka's pasha, you can't.
The
pasuk you can't. You don't need a pasuk for that. So Mar says, "Ma'ish nohachel except pesach oil ma'id, or ma'ish also except lufnei oil ma'id." Look at the pesukim. First one says, "V'shach to pesach oil ma'id," and then says, "V'shach to also lufnei oil ma'id." What's lufnei oil ma'id? By both the second two pesukim. K'mash v'nidu ma'shmul, damu yidu ma'shmul, shlom v'shach to kadosh shiyiv to kudal sehechul psulin. Why? She never v'shach to pesach oil bezman shehu pesuach. V'loz man shul no one's locked. They ask on this because with no Mishkan, then for sure you can't shecht. Nothing to do with the Pesach, but whatever.
What's, what, what, what,
What would they be shechting if there's no mishnah?
They speak about this. Mazib pshita mugaf. If it's closed, it's kanal. If the doors are just closed, that's no question. That's considered that the door's not open. It's a problem. What about vilon? You have a curtain. That why? It's vitznius. It's just you shouldn't be able to see into kachik doshim. So mela, it's not a problem. Now, what about goyva mai? You have a piece of wood. You put a bima in front of the door. It blocks the doorway. Is it considered a pesach al moed? Or am I? So you can't see the door. It's the door is like it's as if the door is closed. Toshma. So what do you see? And the Gemara is assuming.
One second.
I don't see a picture. There's no picture. I don't see a picture. I don't see a picture with the, I don't see a picture of Khalifas. Beis Khalifas is over here and over here. Beis Khalifas is here and over here. No, the inside was called the Beis Khalifas. The knives were put in from the outside.
This is the right one.
But the Beis Khalifas,
they thought it was straight.
I know, but I don't want to go back and forth.
The angle of the piece on the side to give it.
One second. Okay. So Beis Khalifas was over here. There was from this wall on, was Beis Khalifas. Beis Khalifas had a little like you know you have when you have a kiddush room, they have from the kitchen to the shul. They have like a little hutch you pull down. That's what the Gemara is understanding. Beis Khalifas was. It wasn't a full doorway. It was like halfway, and
but never went into that side. They never got the knives from this side. They went around to the back.
I understand. Something. Mars not happening. Mars is saying this door right here.
This opening.
So Mars understanding. It's an opening, not a doorway. And Mars is going to change that in a minute. But right now, Mars.
It
wasn't a full door, and that's what Mars is saying. You have a raya from there. So you have a raya from there that even though it wasn't a full door, it was good enough to shecht in front of it, and it's considered Pesach Oel Moed. Because this ulam is considered Oel Moed. It's considered Oel Moed. And if you have a doorway over here, it's considered Pesach Oel Moed. But it's not a full Pesach.
You can't see it anyway.
But no, from here you can see it. Over here you don't need it. Over here you don't need it. Over here, and over here you need it. And that's why this picture is the wrong picture. There was one on an angle.
Yeah, so that was one you had before. You right. Had that one with the angle.
This one on the angle. So you have the side and the top. So basically, what do you see from here? You see from here that you don't need a full doorway. Even if you have something blocking the bottom of the door, that's enough. The Gemara says no. Big goyven. When it says it was eight amas, it means it was 8 amas high the door. The Gemara says not true. Toshma. Doesn't matter what the wall. The doorway was 8 amas. Toshma. The Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Meir Shnei Pashpashim Ayi Beisach Lifes Goven Shmoina Kedei Lachshu Zazor Kulo Lachiz Goven Shchiz Kachkam Ma'ilav Dikamai Shmoina. Loi Digaveinu. It was actually 8.
The hole was high off the floor. That's the problem.
That was the Havmina. Maskevas Gemara is it wasn't. It's a regular doorway. To get into the Beisach Lifes, in the Beisach Lifes there was a door.
You keep using the word wrong.
How else did you get in there?
You didn't get the Beisach Lifes.
Yeah, the Beis Khalifas was a room behind that room. They put the knives from the outside, but it was a room. It was a room. It was called Beis Khalifas. It was called Beis Khalifas. That's what it was. Anyway, so Gemara says now that we established that it's a doorway, Meisvei, Kol Sharm Shoyisham Gavoyin Esrim Amu Rechman Esrim Amu. So you see, it was fakaret. Was there Pishpashim Shiny? They were different. Fret the Gemara Veikit Stodim. How could you say? How could you say? Right. How could you say that the doorway was here, and that helps you over here that you could check? Because Pesach Amoed. What about the sides? The whole Azara is kosher. How could the whole Azara be kosher? This part of Azara is kosher because Lefnei, but this is not by the door anymore. So what are you going to do? That's why Gary made the picture. The Ma'il Lubekaren Zavius. It's affecting Amaro. Achar Pesach Amoed Ma'i. This part over here. What are you going to do? So Gemara says. There was an Ezra, it says the Shomer with the Beis Hamikdash, there were two Shomer that sat by that door. What's Bashar is that Avraham Avinu is a Gitzel, how many doors? 4 doors. We learned this today. The Ulam had there's 4 doors around the thing.
Rashi practice speaking. This was only the Yom Erev Pesach.
No. What are you talking about? Kachim Kalam.
How many Korbanos are they shechting at the same time?
Doesn't matter, but you could shecht over here.
That they filled up the...
You don't have to fill it up, but you could shecht there.
You have to know where you're allowed.
Where you're allowed to shecht.
Where you're allowed.
The shecht around wanders off over here and shechts. Is it kosher? Yes. With the animal, yeah. And a cow. You know how big this room is? This room is 187 feet Amos long.
How much room was behind the
It probably was.
I don't know. Yashikoyach, next block.